November 9th. A tall, beautiful, imposing, luminous figure, cheerful with heavenly rejoicing, and a full voice with a gentle accent. In its tone it reminds me of the loving velvet of Mary Magdalene, and in its accent, the clearest Tuscan style of speech. She says, "Sister, I too, have come. Write down my words. They will bring you joy and great peace." And she waits for me to take up the notebook and write this. She now speaks again. "I am Catherine. You love me, and do not love me, for you are like me, and yet you are frightened by my strength. Sweet sister, what are you frightened by? Don't you know that my strength is the same as the strength in you? That of the gentle lamb, that bled to death? Oh, all his blood is in those who love him. And by this blood, which is fire, we can act in the world, and in heaven we rejoice. Can those who have that blood with them fail to be strengthened fire? And don't you know that this blood is the juice of God, and possesses along with it what God's essence is? Perfect charity? Rejoice, sister. It is fitting that you too, as a lamb and falcon, should have had your toldo. It is fitting. You snatched away a greater prey with your loving face than I did on the scaffold. That one had committed a bloody crime, yours, a satanic and spiritual crime. You led him to the same pasture, sweet lamb of my shepherd, to the pasture of the three divine virtues and the infinite truths. You have given blood and fire. You will have blood and fire as a robe and diadem. Sister, goodbye. Peace, that is, the sweet lamb that led to death, be with you always."